the most banned network in the world.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war. Unseen, yet all-encompassing. The Infowar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The Infowar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
But for the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the Infowar is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the Infowar was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is Infowars.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8, 9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence. And you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we can clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. They believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I'm always prepared for the broadcast, and today particularly prepared. Just spectacularly interesting and informative news and information for you this evening on this live Sunday, October 26th. 2025 transmission as we're in the 279th day of the return of the American Republic. We have obviously day 26 or so of the government shutdown, and in less than 48 hours, they'll not be paying the air traffic controllers. Then in just about 5 days on the November 1st, the EBT cards, the digital food stamps will be stopping, and all the other SNAP benefits. And you have major groups organizing online to mass loot and burn cities. You can be guaranteed that the minute those EBT cards are not filled, just out of rage, even before food's out of people's refrigerator, all hell is going to break loose, and that's the Democrat plan. So we have that ticking time bomb and incredible clips of the mayhem and the planning and all of it. Newsom just said 6 months ago, oh, no, he's not running for president in 2028. He's worried about being governor. He promises. Well, now he says, yeah, he's getting ready to run for president. So's Kamala Harris again. What a joke. Trump is moving forward with executive orders and action to block the election fraud. It is massive. We have big anti-developments. They finally have run off from the courthouses in places like Portland because large groups of patriots showed up peacefully. Just a lot of amazing things. And then there have been two new congressional investigations in conjunction with the Trump FBI that's only been in for 10 months and most of his appointees for about 6-7 months. And they have the hard evidence, and we already had the evidence, but now it's the hard government document evidence of the 500,000, not 350,000, the number grew to 500,000, children, some as young as 3 months old, that were smuggled in by the Biden administration and given knowingly to sex traffickers, sex slavers, and to have their organs harvested. Yes, congressional reports with the names, with the cases, with industrial level pregnant women coming up trying to get across the border, being grabbed by the cartels and taken and having their organs harvested and the baby's organs harvested. I mean, wow. And so, you want to know what was going on with all those kids? We now have two of the reports that just came out Friday and got almost no attention. We'll be getting into that. But I told you the horror of this stuff is just hard to even comprehend. And so much more today. But the first thing I want to get into is Venezuela. Now, I was the first to say, when I had the archive, I was looking up last week, 5 months ago, that Trump is going to start blowing up ships carrying drugs, they track with drugs, from the facilities to the boats, and that then he would hope that Maduro would lash out somehow as a provocation so that the U.S. government would have to stage a Gulf of Tonkin or a USS Liberty or the battleship Maine to get us into the Spanish-American War in 1898. And that's something our government's done a lot. You know that in conjunction with other governments like Israel. And Trump isn't the type to stage false flags, but they are doing the provocation. And it's an okay provocation because Trump's right. The numbers I've gotten are upwards of 300,000 have been dying a year from fentanyl. It's been scaling up. They've been saying 150,000. But on the low numbers, it's 1.5 million have died in the last 8 years. And on the high end, it's over 3 million. So those are the equivalent of missiles being fired out of Venezuela, where the majority of it's been coming from, into our country. That is aggressive payloads coming at us. And so I have been on the air 31 years, and I have always consistently been anti-war because every single war or conflict that the U.S. government and the American people by extension and our sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen have been put into was based on fraud, was based on lies, and was based not on U.S. interest, but was based on globalist interest. I mean, you could say taking out some of the Somali pirates was good. You could say that there's been humanitarian missions. Yeah, there's been lots of little operations that were constitutional and that were the duty of the, quote, executive branch. But Iraq 1-2, attempting to overthrow Assad, which they finally did right before Trump got in, and now they put the head of Al-Qaeda in. The West, the last 18 years, starting the war with Russia and Ukraine, admitting they were. All of it has been bad. And so the last few months, when I've said that, you know, this conflict's coming, it's already here, it's escalating, I understand from the doctrine, from the mindset of Trump, from the Monroe Doctrine, and from Trump's perspective, that he believes regime change is the right thing to do in Venezuela, and it is 100% not just in U.S. interest, but our duty to stop what Venezuela is doing that I'll list here. That said, I don't trust the CIA, heavily involved in all of it, to not sabotage Trump like they did Kennedy in the Bay of Pigs in 61. So that's where we are. Got some ink on my hand and ink on my nose. Instead of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I'm Rudolph the Black-Nosed Reindeer. But I'll get that cleaned up, hopefully. Maybe you guys bring me like a wet tissue or a wet napkin. I just can get it off my face. Anyways, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of pieces that go into this. And so I'm not trying to sell you on a war. I haven't been told by the Pentagon to sell a war. I don't get money, you know, digitally transferred to me because I'm promoting this war. I am simply telling you what I'm thinking, what I'm looking at, what I'm understanding, and what Trump said he would do. And Trump said a year ago, the clip's running around everywhere. We have it coming up. And people are implying, oh, look, we found this secret clip of Trump saying he wants regime change in Venezuela. No, that's no secret. He said it. So that's one reason, you know, that I was saying I think this is coming, and I predicted how they would roll it out incrementally. So just academically, let me walk through how the U.S. was founded, the first foreign adventures we were involved in, who did it and why, what the Monroe Doctrine is, and what Trump's getting back to. So the corporate media is acting like it's a paradox or it's schizophrenic or it's contradictory that Trump has helped end 7 conflicts and is trying to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict, doing a very good job with the set of circumstances he has. And then how is he now beating the drums for direct military action on the ground or with at least bombing the drug processing facilities, which, you know, lead to full war in Venezuela. Well, that's not contradictory. We have a military for a reason. Now, I'm saying I understand why Trump wants to do it. I understand his perspective. It comes from a good place. It is constitutional. It is legal. It is lawful. That does not mean I am endorsing it whole hog. In fact, I think it's probably going to end up being a trap. And I've been saying that for months and months and months before anybody was even talking about this. There are a lot of people who want to go, oh, you've sold out. You know, the Trump DOJ, Todd Blanche, who's a Democrat and is now being exposed, not just by me, but by others, killed the DOJ investigation into the lawfare by the previous DOJ criminally against me and my rights trying to close our operations and funding the lawsuits running. The idea that I've sold out to something is absolutely ridiculous. I look at each issue and how it interconnects everything and what I believe is the most accurate analysis, and then I come up here and tell you exactly what I'm thinking, and then you can have your own views, your own ideas. We have guests on that disagree. I take your calls. I just simply tell you what I know from deep historical knowledge, up-to-date analysis, incredible sources, and that's what I do. So anybody wanting to call me a moral or a warmonger or any of this doesn't have a leg to stand on, because I'm simply telling you what I know, what I believe, and whether we're going to go to full war with Venezuela or not is not up to me. I am just your chronicler, giving you my perspective on the world that I think's been proven to be about as accurate as any of the best minds in the world, probably the best for anybody with a talk show of this magnitude. I mean, my record of being dead on is frighteningly accurate, and it's because all I do is analyze things. So for those of you that are against any type of Venezuela action, the horse already left the barn, the train left the station, and I think Trump's striking Venezuela within the next few weeks inside Venezuela. And I think you're going to start seeing strikes inside Mexico. So regardless, I think it's important to understand where Trump is and why he stands the way he does. So let's start getting into it. There's a lot of pieces. I'll only be able to cover a few of them. But this will still be the deepest analysis you've gotten anywhere. Even though it's shallow, I could do 20 hours on it to actually penetrate deeply into all the different angles. So Thomas Jefferson was a huge isolationist. And he's the guy that wrote the Declaration of Independence and much of the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And he's known as the father of our political system. The father of the country is George Washington, but the father of our political system that has been seen as the best in the world, not perfect, but light years ahead of the others, it's Thomas Jefferson. And he was a big anti-offensive war, a big anti-imperial person. But when he was the third president of the United States and the Barbary States, a whole constellation of Arab states on the coastline there in the Middle East, was robbing our ships and everybody else's ships and putting the women into sex slavery and, you know, just holding people ransom and demanding the equivalent of hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and Europe was paying, Thomas Jefferson said, we're not going to pay. And they were taking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of our ships. And killing the men, putting the women into sex slavery, into their harams or harems. And so Thomas Jefferson sent in the Marines, and that's why in the Marine Corps battle hymn you have from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Tripoli is the first Barbary War. And he wrote it out, he explained it, why, took a few years. They had to go into their strongholds, not just take out their ships. The Marines had to take over fortresses and castles, and after they took three or four of the big strongholds of the Barbary States, so there was a constellation of them, the main sultan gave up and signed a deal. Now, after Jefferson was gone years later, it was about 10 years later, they broke the deal, and we had the second Barbary War. It kicked their ass even faster. So when people are attacking your ships, killing your people, putting the women in sex slavery, this is a number way smaller per capita than what we have with millions dead from fentanyl, most of it out of Venezuela. And Venezuela heavily involved with the Democrats, laundering money, fixing elections. It's one of the richest countries in the world. The people are totally enslaved, has as much oil as Saudi Arabia. You should be wealthier, you know, than us on average until communists took it over. So I don't like the CIA. I don't like regime change. Because they'll probably put something in worse. And I said this months ago. I'm saying I understand from Trump's perspective that when you've got boats with enough fentanyl to kill, you know, 10, 15 million people per boat, and everything else rushing in aggressively with weaponized payload loads like missiles, that you have a right to take those out. And they track them from the ground. They know where they're coming from. They've got their spies on them. You see the boats evading Coast Guard. They already know. They've already run the blockades. We know the drug boats, and they're destroying them. They've destroyed 10 boats and one submarine. Now, understanding why Trump wants to do this does not mean I'm saying do it. That's what I've said. People misrepresent that I'm saying let's do it. I've said I support it if it could be successful. But what came out a week ago? The CIA and Ratcliffe want the intelligence chief of Venezuela to overthrow Maduro, and then he'll promise to have elections, and you go from pure cartel to cartel camouflaged. Patrick Byrne called it cartel light. It's not even that. It's cartel camouflaged. And because critics are like, oh, yeah, we know the CIA launders a lot of the money and controls a lot of the cartels. And so how can we be taking out their boats when we know that the big banks are laundering money? Well, the New York Times, in 2 days after Trump was in office, you can pull the headline up. We did yesterday on my special Saturday show. Just type in the headline. If Trump declares drug cartels terrorist groups, it will hurt the stock market. Don't do it. You can pull up Fox News, New York Times, all of them with the similar headlines. Trump is legitimately cutting off drug money to the U.S. economy. He's legitimately always hated drugs. He hates alcohol. His brother died of alcoholism. He is absolutely a teetotaler. He absolutely sees the wreckage of drugs. And he's instructed the CIA and all of them, it's over. So, yeah, if this was the Democrats saying this or George Herbert Walker Bush or something, I'd be like, come on. They're just taking out like Manuel Noriega in 89. Because he literally had like a $100 million palace in Switzerland and wasn't paying his drug cut to the CIA and got uppity with the CIA. So overnight, boom, there's an invasion. Now, there's the New York Times. How labeling cartels terrorists could hurt the U.S. economy. So when I'm looking at Trump, he shut down almost 99% now, which 94% shutdown is what he had his first term. The numbers came out last week, 98%+ shutdown of the border, including cocaine, fentanyl, all of it. I mean, the U.S. military knows how to shut stuff down. Okay, they were being told to stand down, so was the Border Patrol. It is shut down. But it's flooding in from the ocean. And so I know that Trump legitimately is trying to stop it. I see the numbers. I talk to bankers that say the drug money's been cut off. The whole industry sees it. So Trump's got to get all this other investment into the country. Now 20-something trillion committed, 8 trillion's come in. Trump wants legitimate business. And then you see the CIA come out and say, oh, let's not do full regime change. Let's have the intelligence chief overthrow Maduro, or let Maduro leave and put this guy in, and then he'll have elections later. See, so the CIA is working against Trump, who's using the U.S. military with pressure to get an internal uprising to overthrow Nicolas Maduro. So all that feeds into it as well. It's like, hey, the U.S. government deals the drugs. Yeah, Trump knows he's stopping it. And so this is real. This is happening. And Trump understands the Democrats, before it was Republicans and Democrats, had a big piece of the drug trade. They didn't run it, but they kind of controlled the end game, and they could use interdiction to target any cartel that got out of line. They play the cartels off against each other. I mean, that's historical fact. back to Narcos show, actually, on Netflix from all my research that I did before I even watched both seasons. It's like damn accurate. They don't go all the way, but what they do cover is, yeah, that's how it works. You'll have the DEA and the FBI on the ground actually fighting it, but then above it's the CIA kind of puppet mastering the whole thing. That's over under Trump now. So you have the CIA not wanting real regime change as usual. The reason I've been always against regime change, they'll put somebody in as bad or worse. They could set Trump up with it. It's all getting out of hand. But see, this is a real war game. This is an adult discussion. This isn't, I'm against ever using the military for anything, or I say turn the Middle East into a parking lot and let's go to war with Russia. But now let's move to the more important area. Russia, under international law, under the rules of war, under historical precedents, under common sense, NATO has encircled them since the deal in 91 not to expand one inch eastward. Russia never expanded. And now they've had color revolutions in Ukraine, overthrew it 16 years ago, been trying to have a war for 18 years at least. It's all declassified they did this. Soros bragging about it. They've moved all these missiles up to Russia's border. They've been shelling all these Russian areas. And Putin kept saying, you keep doing it, I'm going to invade. I'm going to block NATO in that key area because there's mountains everywhere else there where Hitler invaded in the winter of 42, or the fall of 42 with Operation Barbarossa. So he's got to, and so I don't like that Putin had to do it, but I understand under doctrine and his own military and his own population, they aren't going to put up with it. That's in their backyard. That's in their area. And so if Russia was giving missiles to Mexico and they were bombing us with them, we'd already be in a nuclear war. So we're in Russia's backyard, encircling them. So, of course, Russia has a right to go in. Well, under our doctrine and under everything that Venezuela's done to us with the Democrats working against our country's very existence, and all their drug gangs and human trafficking and all of it. Because Venezuela, for those who don't know, on record, is the senior partner to all the major drug cartels in South, Central, and Southern North America. And they run the drug cartels in Europe, everything. I mean, Venezuela, folks, the average person in Venezuela until the 80s or so had more money than an American. They had the biggest middle class arguably in the world, other than like Switzerland. It's all gone. Stolen by communists. The place is full of every natural resource you can imagine. All the minerals, all the oil, all the silver, all the gold, diamonds, emeralds, forests, great fields, great farming, everything. Mass starvation, thousands starving a week for decades. You always tell the communists there because they're fat. Yeah, we're getting to this later. Here's us catching a woman smuggling kids years ago at the Texas border. But the point I'm getting at here is that this is in our backyard. Under the globalist, we've always been going around, running around for the globalists, invading all these countries, collapsing Muslim nations, and opening the borders up for them to invade, part of the larger globalist plan. Trump's ending all that. He's actually dealing with the main threats, our own hemisphere and then China, and China's ally. So I'm going to come back and finish up with this and get to all the other news. This is really important. I've been told for years to get bovine colostrum. It's the milk that a mammal produces as a cow in the first 2 weeks. It's the natural vaccine. It's super nutrients. It's growth factor. It's anti-cancer. It's everything. Ask ChatGPT what it's known to do. Upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhanced recovery and reduced inflammation, metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. It goes on and on. And we have the non-pasteurized, super concentrated. It is incredible. Get your bovine colostrum. The first run sold out quick. Back in stock. And when you buy bovine colostrum, the highest quality, thealexisroar.com right now, you get 50% off on all the other supplements. The methylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the ultimate life force, all of it. 50% off right now when you get bovine colostrum back in stock. at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Now, I was out at dinner a few weeks ago after my dad had heart surgery, and my mom and my dad were ranting and raving about how great the bovine colostrum was they got. Last run sold out, but it's now back in stock for only a few days if you buy it, already discounted. Any other supplement, Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Spike Protein Detox, Ultimate Life Force, they're all 50% off any other supplement when you get the bovine colostrum. It's so incredible. It's back in stock. Here's my parents at dinner.
But, Mom, you were literally without me soliciting. You've been on colostrum now 2 months. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. I didn't bring this up.
Tell us what happened. Testimonials, but I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been, and I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker. Beautiful.
Who's convinced you to take it? Steve Heinberg or somewhere?
It was Mary Heinberg.
Yeah, they're really smart. Well, they're listeners. So, Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really does work.
No, it's funny. I didn't even know the Heinbergs, I guess, because Steve and Mary, like a year ago, your house, like, you need to sell this. So we started, and we got the best brand. It's the strongest. It's no joke. The first 2 weeks of a mammal's milk is totally different. It's like magic.
That back problem was from when you were born. I have a pinched nerve or something. I never really know what it was.
No, you can blame my whole life.
And it has bothered me. And I just go through the pain because if you're going to have it, you're going to have it, right? There's nothing to do about it.
Well, I haven't asked you this yet. Have you taken the methylene blue yet?
No, I'm scared of that.
Really?
I'm scared it'll make me like Roseanne Barr. Not that she's not wonderful. Just kidding.
You're afraid you'll be... Though she came on the show like 6 months ago, and she said, I don't know if I can do it. She just felt sick. I gave it to her. She was bounced off the walls 30 minutes later.
Well, you know, for some people, a generic supplement choice that's less, you know, radical than methylene blue, which is incredibly powerful, might make more sense. Something like a methyl drive, a power plant, ultimate burn even. But especially if you're talking about younger people, methylene blue is radically powerful.
Absolutely. And then we've got the beauty cleans. Love you, Charlotte.
I think you're good for that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
77 million voted for a president willing to blow drug boats out of the ocean. Isn't America great?
So, I love all the people up on their high horse taking clips out of context from the show in the last few months. Oh, Jones is sold out. He's for war with Venezuela. He's for regime change without actually listening to what I just said, because nobody can listen. I don't think that has half a brain or is moral to the last 30 minutes I did explaining it. And I was just getting started and not have to have a debate about that. So let me postulate this out there to all the high horse folks that want to say I'm this bloodthirsty warmonger now. I have argued for the Monroe Doctrine for decades. I have said we should get the CIA out of the drug business and we should shut all this down. And now with fentanyl, I have four children, 23, 21, 17, and 8. And thank God that my three oldest never really went through a drug phase. I mean, they smoked pot and drank some, and now they're teetotalers. And the 17-year-old never did anything. She's been honest. She smoked pot a few times because I was open with them and just, you know, told them. But I mean, now I got to worry about the 8-year-old. And, but, you know, the good news is, this bad news is, my children all know people that died from fentanyl. You all know people. It's upwards of 300,000 a year. I've had probably in the whole Sandy Hook thing 10 different lawyers. Four of the lawyers I've have had children or direct family die in fentanyl. I've had neighbors' kids die of it. I mean, you don't need me to tell you. You all know about this. So I want to say to all the big high and mighty people out there, Communist China helps produce the precursors. Venezuela's been the main producer of it. So you're for the 300,000 dead. Now, again, if Trump was a globalist and wasn't his whole life ultra anti-drug, and by the way, he's for overall decriminalization. He doesn't want nonviolent drug addicts in prison. He's a reformer there, too, but he wants the dealers executed. You know, I think that goes a little too far, unless you can prove a dealer knew the doses they were putting out was going to kill somebody. But with fentanyl, it's so strong, you basically know that already. But regardless, Trump is the real deal when it comes to wanting to clean things up. And he's already put the sanctions on U.S. banks. And the New York Times and others said, don't do this. It'll crash the economy. He still did it, folks. So I ask all of you on your high horses out there, have you been to a funeral with people dead from fentanyl? Because I have. And I know you know people that died from it. I can't swing a stick in the dark around here and not hit somebody that had a family died from it. And they lace marijuana with it. They lace everything else with it. Babies died all the time at playgrounds. There'll just be a tiny piece of it on the ground where some drug addict was out there at night and the baby touches it and then touches their mouth and dies. Or you've seen police officers will reach into a bag and touch some and then fall over and start dying, and they got to give them injections really quick to give them the antidote. And a lot of cops have died. So this stuff is out of control. Now they got drugs even stronger. And, you know, China had a war with the Western countries, a couple of them, the Boxer Rebellion, all of it, to try to stop opium being brought in to control China. So we're under attack. Trump's actually addressing real things on every front. He shut down the border 98%. They're really rolling up the NGOs and indicting a lot of the NGOs and people. You see it here and there in the news, but it's happening. The law firms involved in human trafficking, I mean, they're really doing it, and they're getting blocked by judges at every level. So I understand Trump's doing it from a good place. But with a system this corrupt, will the CIA set him up like Bay of Pigs if we do some type of incursion to remove Maduro? They got the Gerald Ford, our biggest, most high-tech aircraft carrier. They got the B-1 bombers ready. They got 10,000 Marines ready with amphibious craft. There's been analysis done of the Venezuelan communist paramilitary that loves to run over peaceful citizens. Show some B-roll of it. When they go out and peacefully protest with armored vehicles, killing them. Makes Tiananmen Square look tame. You have all the classic scum like Sean Penn endorsing Nicolas Maduro and before him Hugo Chavez. You have Cuba on the verge of collapse. And you have Cuba heavily manipulating our internal politics and working with the Democrats. So I am for regime change. If the people of Venezuela themselves can remove Maduro. I don't support the CIA's plan to put the intelligence chief in, and then it'll just be the same system. You'll meet the new boss, same as the old boss, got fooled again. But I do understand where Trump comes from, and I do see clearly on the trajectory we're on, regime change up to invasion of Venezuela. And I think it's fraught with danger. But Trump's a man of action, and he sees a clear attack with these boats and the rest of it coming to the U.S. to kill millions of people. And I understand it. And again, this is our backyard. This is our people. This is on our doorstep. This is on our back porch. This is in our houses killing our children. And the Democrats are heavily allied with the communist regime in all their election fraud and the voting machines and the money laundering and TDA and these vicious drug gangs. And I mean, it's all over the local news. And I know people who have been kidnapped and their families and the extortion that goes on and our own reporter killed by people affiliated with all this, Jamie White. So I'm experiencing it, and that's what you have a military for. But I guess those people out there that don't want us to do anything about Venezuela, I guess they support the hundreds of thousands of dead a year of fentanyl and the election meddling and the Democrats using it as their own little personal piggy bank, and they just think the human trafficking and all the rest of it's fine. Well, that's okay. Because I analyze each one of these events. And I tell you what, I really personally believe, and just let the chips fall where they may. I blew up when Trump bought into the serial chemical attack crap, which turned out to be staged, as I first said and predicted, and said, if you continue and expand on this, I'm not going to support you. That was when Trump was in his first year. When Trump was moving forward with Iran, I said it was wrong, and I got very upset. Because we know it's part of a larger globalist destabilization plan. But that Iran thing, he was able to land the burning plane. I didn't say it would be successful. I just said it was a gamble. But this is in our backyard, and we've got real casualties in the millions here. And so Trump ran on regime change in Venezuela. So I also see Hegseth, you know, we'll treat these cartels like we treat Al-Qaeda. You mean put them in charge of Syria? And that wasn't Trump. That was done right before Trump got in. But that is evil, that is wrong, and that's what you get with the CIA, Mossad, Erdogan in Turkey, and NATO who did that. So I don't sit here and support something Trump's doing and then bing, 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 you know, I get money or something. All I get is persecution. I had Mike Benziner this week, and, you know, he's up there doing the research and all the different documents and things for the Trump administration, and he was explaining to me, I already knew a lot of it, how I was directly targeted by the CIA for putting pressure on Trump not to go to full war with Syria, and that that was really the last straw when they really came after me. So instead of selling out, I get persecuted for telling the truth and having so much credibility with the military, with governments around the world, with the general public. All I get is absolute hell, not some bed of roses. Oh, good, you support a war. Well, you know, here, good job. No, contrary to that, I get the deputy head of the DOJ saying, Jones is fringe. We're not going to help him. We're going to block the criminal investigation that Ed Martin was hired to do by Trump and that Trump supported a criminal investigation into the persecution of myself and all the crimes that were committed. And then his AG, deputy AG, killed her. Well, now there's more pressure on him than ever. This is a real struggle, folks. This is the real world. Trump is committed to stop the fentanyl death. He's committed to shut down these gangs. And Thomas Jefferson would have already invaded Venezuela. And I'm a Thomas Jefferson fan. That's who I, you know, I don't follow Che Guevara. I don't follow Adolf Hitler. I don't follow, you know, any of those people. I've read many of the philosophers. I've done a lot of studying. And I basically read everything Thomas Jefferson ever wrote. He tried to get us to ban slavery right up front, predicted it would trigger a civil war in the future. It's just genius. I mean, genius of genius. So you want to know who I like? I like William Shakespeare. I like T.S. Lewis. Just, you know, his philosophy put into fiction. I like a statesman, Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson would be doing exactly what Trump's doing. And, well, actually, the Marines would already be invading. there'd be absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts. Thomas Jefferson would be invading Venezuela right now. Because that's when you do it. Oh, God, you killed 10 people or 6 people on a boat where they watch the drugs loaded. They know it's a drug boat. It evades the Coast Guard. The boats are going 80 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour. They've marked the boats. They know the boat's registration. They know what's on it. And they're like, nope, you're not going to get that in here. And I mean, you know, they always say enough fentanyl to kill 5 million people. That's if they all took the whole load at once in an overdose. But, you know, the point is that millions of people are going to take what's on that boat and thousands are going to die, conservatively per boat. Should we let a missile come into America that's going to kill thousands every time? I don't even see people on board that boat. You know they've got drones. You know they've got satellite systems. And you know that regime has trillions down there. And I've been watching these boats. I'm not even sure there's people on them. Go back to that. Because that's not, that doesn't even have a lower deck. Where are the people? You got 2 outboard motors. Where are they? So, look, I can belabor this all night long. I don't have to defend myself. I've actually done the research. I morally know what I'm saying is true. And those of you that are cowards and just want to sit here and let millions of Americans die, maybe your kids next. Have you seen the crime go down 97% in D.C.? Have you seen it plunge over 80% in just 3 weeks in Memphis? The Democrats created this climate. They order the police to stand down. Trump's done. When the departments work with Trump, he doesn't send in troops because they just give them the backing they need and shut down the carjackings and the robberies and the murders and the rapes and all of it. I notice the same people criticizing me are, oh, Jones is on Islam all day, too. Well, I mean, Islam is openly bragging about conquering us. So just because I oppose corrupt globalists in our governments doesn't mean that I sit there and watch the country destroyed. If you're looking for a show to do that, you got the wrong place. When America's real interests, the people's real interests are threatened, when we're under real attack, I am 100% going to support this country. Oh, Jones is for a police state now. He's for ICE. ICE has killed no one. I can't believe it with all the shootouts and attacks they've been under. They're out arresting people with huge rap sheets, rapists, murderers that have been deported over and over again. Human traffickers. And then, oh, you support the feds. Have you read the Constitution? The feds are there to control the border. We've been wide open. We're overrun, 40 million illegals. Look at Europe. Look at the UK. It looks like a Star Wars space bar or something. And these people are barbarous, a lot of them, and they hate our guts, and they're then filled with left-wing ideology to destroy us. Now, I'm standing up for the West. And Trump's doing it, too. And I support it wholeheartedly. So people always take clips of the show. Oh, look, we caught him, you know, being pro-war. No, this is my show. This, millions of people are watching. You didn't find some secret thing. Yeah, I mean, look at Paris right now. I'm going to show you some scary videos next hour, folks. These foreigners are almost all military-age men, and, man, they are from the roughest places on Earth, and they mean business. I got the studies that are out, too. 84% of the rapes in Europe are immigrants. Of course they are. Absolutely stunning information coming up. But let's do this first. I actually had a bunch of war clips and Tulsi Gabbard talking about all this. Let's go to Tulsi. Talking about Trump's not playing games. That's really... really, really important. then I'm going to go to these congressional reports on the Democrats knowingly shipping in sex slaves to the country and making money with the groups they're doing it with knowingly and disappearing the children as young as 3 months old's identity. This is what they don't want you to be aware of. This is what they hope the public never figures out. This is the real evil that Trump has shut down. That's real. And that's a win. And we should take the good things Trump is able to do and celebrate those. And when he goes the wrong direction, put pressure on him to go back the right way. I'm not black-pilled. I'm not white-pilled. I'm victory-pilled. I'm reality-pilled. I'm engaged. Here's Tulsi Gabbard.
Has directed really is having already an incredible effect. My organization, ODNI, our national counterterrorism team, we're playing an integral role in this and establishing for the first time a national intelligence fusion cell. Why this matters is because it allows us to take the intelligence that we're collecting, foreign intelligence, it allows us to work with our federal, state, and local law enforcement, those who have their boots on the ground, on the front lines of this operation, to make sure that we're getting real-time intelligence and information going to the successful operations that I spoke about in that conference with the president the other day, to be able to take people like this evil La Diabla off of the battlefield.
Yeah, La Diabla, by the way, means the Satan, which is certainly, this is very evil stuff. I also remember that we were told that these kinds of things were conspiracies, that, you know, kids were not having their organs sold. Clearly, that is true. And we lost 300,000 children who cross our border. So I wouldn't be surprised it's happening here. My question to you is, as you partner with the Mexican government, one of the concerns about partnering with a narco state like Mexico is that you could be tipping off the cartels. I mean, how do you know that your partners in Mexico are truly partners when we know that Claudia Sheinbaum, for example, is an ally of Nicolas Maduro? It's every action she's done in the last few months proves that.
It's a legitimate question, of course. This is something where we're looking at how we can vet as much as possible, both with the information that we have available, but also through the relationship building that is going on at the lowest level. And these operations that were carried out that I spoke about could only have been made possible by working with great Mexican partners, in their law enforcement, who are just as concerned about these cartels wreaking havoc and terror on yes. their own people as mm-hmm. we are.
And there's another clip that we're going to play coming up where she talks about how they kidnap pregnant women, harvest their organs and the dead baby's organ, or sometimes if the kid's up to 8 months, they cut the baby out and sell it to God knows who. That's coming up, and we have congressional reports on it. Now, here's Congressman Clay Higgins talking about it. We've got more coming up in the next hour, but here it is.
You're talking about an employee of an NGO that participated willingly during the last 4 years with the trafficking of human beings, including children that were destined to be trafficked into the sex trade. Mr. Howe, do you think that employee of that NGO should be convicted and incarcerated based upon the judicial system and the criminal justice system I just described? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ms. Hopper?
Yes.
Mr. Rosas?
Yes.
Well, I concur. And much to the chagrin of a whole abhorrent industry of child trafficking that prospered from the open border policies of the Biden administration for 4 years, 2021, 22, 23, and 24. Much to the chagrin of these people that made bank, man. We're coming after them. And this executive branch is building criminal files. So I hope they're watching. And I hope they're frightened. And I hope they're getting their affairs in order, hiring their liberal attorneys to defend them. Starting to shuffle their money around. We'll find it. Mr. Howell, are you aware that ongoing right now in our country, if DHS, ICE, FBI, local and state law enforcement agencies working on classified operations to locate, find, and rescue trafficked, tender age, mostly girls. I'm talking about girls under 14 and younger across the country that were trafficked into our country in 2021, 22, 23, and 24. Are you aware that those operations are ongoing?
Yes, sir. They're trying to find the children the Biden administration lost.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Ms. Hopper, are you aware?
I am.
Mr. Rosas?
Correct. I'm aware.
Would you be surprised? And according to my research, which will very soon be revealed next week, they've rescued so far 35,000 tender age kids. How you like that? Now, according to Ms. Hopper's research, which I find fascinating, and everybody up here should, 70% of the documentation turned in by so-called sponsors, which were lined up by who? The NGOs. Through who? Primarily HHS. It was a pipeline, man. We fed a pipeline of tender-age children into sex trafficking and slave labor into our country. We're finding these kids. We're tracking this fraudulent documents. You're right, Ms. Hopper. My research showed a little bit less, 65%. You said 70%. I'll go with 70. So be advised. Be advised. We are building out case files, criminal case files. We're interviewing these 35,000 kids, and we're finding out exactly what the hell happened, how they ended up in the nightmare where they were, and we're rescuing more. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. We're going to identify these children. We're locating these children. We're rescuing these children, and we're building out criminal files based upon the testimony of these young teenagers and the documentation of fraudulent vetting. And many of these NGO employees are going to find themselves wearing orange, be that new favorite color. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the indulgement.
And now we have the two new reports. We've got this all coming up, but this is what's happening. Then I've got Russia moving a bunch of nuke subs and nuclear weapons closer to the U.S.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. You know, it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to pay, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know. $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah! We'll be right back. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, interview. And we post this to X later and Rumble. I'll put the whole interview because it's like it's long. I'm only here about 4 minutes of it right now because she says a lot of it up front. Tulsi Gabbard issues warning Trump is not messing around. So she specifically gets into one of the cartel leaders they just captured. You can look this up. This is confirmed in thousands of cases. Kidnapping pregnant women, killing them and taking their organs and harvesting the baby because there's a whole market for baby organs, or in some cases selling the baby they cut out of them. This goes on Ukraine, too, not just Mexico. I mean, this stuff is so hellish. And this is what Trump's saying is stopping. And they've clamped down. It's going on. I talk to people in law enforcement at state, local, and federal level. Here's an example. I know a lot of the sheriff's deputies, some that work down in the... I got a family friend that's a nurse that works in the... worked there like 30 years at Travis County. And she said, no, the last 4 years of Biden, no buses ever came to get illegals. She said some days there's up to 4 buses every day. These are illegal aliens committing serious crimes. And now they'd be let loose and they'd see them again months later for drunk driving, whatever. They're all being deported. And they're Hispanic, black, white, you name it. Mainly Hispanic, that's mainly who's in Texas. But, I mean, they don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic. You're gone. Asian, you're gone. So I get it on the ground, too. I'm not just getting this stuff from the news and sources. I got it on the ground. This is night and day, folks. And quite frankly, the feds doing these jobs are busting their asses. Trump's also said you're either fired, there's quotas, or you get giant bonuses and raises. And they're like, let's do it. So here's Tulsi Gabbard on just the nightmare human trafficking and organ harvesting.
The arrest of a Sinaloa cartel boss, El Plato, another dangerous Sinaloa cartel member responsible for tracking a huge amounts of cocaine. The arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies.
And DNI Director Gabbard joins us now. So, I mean, you can't even, it's sort of hard to wrap your brain around this, selling newborn babies and harvesting organs?
Yeah, good morning. It really just speaks to the savagery, the terror, and to the lengths that these cartels are willing to go to further their money-making operations, to continue their trafficking of narcotics, and ultimately the savagery that they have brought to the American people in our own communities. You heard President Trump talk about this for months on the campaign trail, exposing the truth about these things that were happening not in some far-off country, but right here, the terrorizing of our own people in our own communities here in the United States of America. So this Homeland Security Task Force operation that the president has directed really is having already an incredible effect. My organization, ODNI, our national counterterrorism team, we're playing an integral role in this and establishing for the first time a national intelligence fusion cell. Why this matters is because it allows us to take the intelligence that we're collecting, foreign intelligence, it allows us to work with our federal, state, and local law enforcement, those who have their boots on the ground, on the front lines of this operation, to make sure that we're getting real-time intelligence and information going to the successful operations that I spoke about in that conference with the president the other day, to be able to take people like this evil La Diabla off of the battlefield.
Yeah, La Diabla, by the way, means the Satan, which is certainly, this is very evil stuff. I also remember that we were told that these kinds of things were conspiracies, that, you know.
No, they're not. Folks, I remember being like 10 years old watching local news in Dallas where they caught a Mexican drug cartel, the whole satanic underground temple with sacrificed kids. It's like this is, when you're doing this kind of stuff, you're in the devil. I mean, the Mexican drug cartels, on average, are Satan worshipers. MS-13, all of them.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the Russians weren't going to put up with NATO completely surrounding them and moving missiles up to their border and doing color revolutions to then get all these countries to attack Russia, so they went in. Well, the Democrats and the globalists are working with Cuba, Venezuela, and Mexico. That's why Pelosi calls the drug cartels God's children. To their law firms, their NGOs for human trafficking, drug dealing, I mean, election fraud. Again, we first broke this when Obama was in the last few years, and then it stopped for 4 years under Trump, and then came back with Biden with a vengeance. About three times what Obama was doing, just went straight up. And babies would be thrown over the wall in Texas, in California, in Arizona, and they'd have a manila envelope with a phone number on it. And then Border Patrol was told, this has been a congressional testimony, you've got to then just call this number. This is a sponsor, but you're not allowed to vet them. The Department of Health and Human Services does. So you give that number to Health and Human Services. You fill out a form that it was given to this phone number. And then we interviewed the whistleblowers that were on the airplanes flying kids and buses as young as 3 months old. No diapers, no formula, sometimes seven-hour flights. Babies crapping everywhere, starving, you name it. And then on the tarmac or at like a Walmart parking lot, if you're a new viewer, I know this doesn't sound real. There's congressional testimony on this. And I've had the congressional whistleblowers here in studio. They would then hand them to men, and they'd be handing Hispanic babies to Eastern European men, African black men who couldn't even speak English. And it turned out, of course, upwards of 80% were not their families, weren't even their same culture. And now we learn it's child rape, human trafficking, my God. And the investigations are ongoing. They're busting the NGOs. They're busting law firms. It's all happening. So this is just crazy town. And, yeah, this is CIA contractors smuggling kids. I mean, look at this little girl. My God. And we've got known, yeah, this woman and a known particular drug cartel that worships a female version of the Grim Reaper. We tracked her for weeks down at the Texas border years ago, and she would just deliver kids three or four a day. She'd say, yes, it's my baby. The woman would say, fine, no paperwork, one-year-old baby, gone. We shot the footage you're seeing right here. You've seen me jump in front of vehicles full of four little kids being put in a trunk. The cops come and threaten to arrest me if I don't stop. And I wasn't trying to act cool. I had to do it. And then we all felt like sacks of crap that we let them run off with the kids. Then the next day, we got undercover police in there from another jurisdiction. She's the female deputy police chief, like a 6-year-old Hispanic woman. She comes out crying. She goes, there's a man from Pennsylvania. He's demanding little girls. They're going to give him little girls, and then he's going to put them in a van. And he says that he's going to show them the way of the Lord. We're like, we believe her. She's crying. And the son of a bitch walks out. He's on camera and starts saying it to us. And I've got all these veterans with me and stuff. You know, special operations guys are like, we're going to kill him. We're going to, and we all went back to hotel. Because, I mean, folks, these are just tiny snapshots of what we've seen. This deputy police chief, she comes out crying. She goes, because they won't do anything in that town. So it's literally the street over is Tom Landry Avenue because he was born on that street. My grandfather's best friend. Just side issue, funny little factoid. First coach of the Cowboys. But there we are at Tom Landry Avenue in McAllen, Texas. And we've got an undercover deputy police chief in there who speaks Spanish hearing all this. And she comes out crying. She says, he's threatening me. He got in my face. He wants the little girls. He says he's going to get them. They're about to give them to him. Please stop him. And we're like, we believe her. And then this, he walks out and starts saying it to us. And I just wanted to just, you know, I mean, it is just, but you can't because you'll go to prison. And by the way, it's not like you're looking for this. You go to these towns now under Trump. We've been down there. It's just shut down. And there's buses and cars. It's like busy town. Richard Scarry books, you know, where it's all zooming around. It's like, you're just like, little kids being loaded here. Little kids being loaded there. Weirdos in vans. You go to the airport, jets, big jets taking off, full little kids. And you're just like, what the hell's going on here? And I got a tough crew, but back when we had more money and more crew, everybody, after you'd done this two or three times, everybody's like, I just can't, I don't want to go. And I tell the few reporters I asked that you are going. And they say, I don't want to. And I said, and it's just like in that, The Sound of Freedom, which is based all on true story. And you got all these agents quitting under the investigator, the head investigator. They go, I just can't sit here and watch kids get trafficked and disappear. We can't do anything. I can't do it anymore. I quit. Because it's not that you're scared to do it. You can't stop it. And it's like you're part of it when you're there watching it. You understand what I'm saying? In fact, I've never felt worse in my life than my dozen or so trips down there. At the end with Obama and then under Biden. It took years off my life. And then I couldn't imagine being federal investigators deal with this all day. And I've met with top federal judges that can't do anything. They don't know what to do. They all have the same look in their eyes, but worse than mine. These are heroes that fight this. I mean, let me tell you, folks. You think people are tough to take on tyranny or being sued or being attacked? That's easy. You go watch babies getting human trafficked into black holes, and you got to sit there and watch it happen. It's like watching them throw little kids off a 50-story building, and you can't do anything to stop it. I'm kind of having a flashback right now. Let me just stop. Then I look at Gavin Newsom and Hillary and all these people that are into this stuff, and John Podesta is just like, God Almighty, I wouldn't blame you if you just blew the whole planet up right now. You might just be doing us a favor. But God gives us a chance to turn the tide on this. Well, I just had flashbacks to all this because they're showing footage. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. Oh, and the best part is, the Democrat Party that literally runs all this, lecturing us how we're Hitler and we're bad and we do all this. It's so ridiculous. But can you imagine being them? They are for all of this. And you know what Jesus said? He said, hurt one of my children, spend your time, millstone around your neck, throw the deepest part of the ocean. So just think. Your lucky stars every day. You're not these people. Sorry, I got all this other news to hit. Without exaggerating, I probably watch 20 of these clips a day. And I'm so busy, I pass over hundreds. This illegal alien caught killing three people. This illegal alien caught raping a five-year-old. This illegal alien caught executing three women. It's like, we have this idea that America, because white people created it, is the worst place on earth and that white people do bad things. Let me give you a newsflash, folks. Historically, Europe and the United States are one of the lowest crime rates. And I'm going to give you a little newsflash. If you didn't know, you've been sold that white people are the devil. I'm not saying anybody's the devil. But the idea that Western culture and Christian culture is bad is the opposite. So I want to shift gears into the welfare checks and EBT being cut off in just 4.5 days. And the shutdown. But just here's just one little clip. I mean, I see clips every day out of Chicago where this illegal alien was a convicted molester and a bank robber. He was deported 5 times, and he was found with a dead woman in a barrel in his basement. And you see another one in Chicago again. This man had been convicted many times, and he was caught with a dead woman in a storage shed in his backyard and released again. And you're like, what? This person committed 111, was arrested 111 times, dozens of armed robberies, carjackings, released again. You're just like, what? You don't think these Soros DAs and judges don't know what they're doing? They are putting weapons out on the street to attack you. This is war, people. They know exactly what they're doing. So here's just one clip I saw today, literally of dozens of women that wouldn't be sex slaves marched out in an alley and executed, and this guy had been released over and over and over again. Here it is.
Federal authorities took 32-year-old Ricardo Gonzalez into custody out in Cobb County, Georgia. He was wanted on a Chicago Police Department warrant for kidnapping along with a probable cause for 2 counts on first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted first-degree murder. Officials believe Gonzalez, a suspected member of the Tren de Aragua gang, is the person who kidnapped 3 women here in the Chicago area back on January 28th. They say he took them to an alley in the 7700 block of South Oglesby Avenue, where he shot all 3 in the head. 2 of those women died, while the 3rd survived, managing to escape and find help.
Can you imagine if white dudes 10 times a day were executing women in alleyways? It would be all over the news. And I'm not putting down Hispanics. Most Hispanics are great. But there's a certain element, just like there's a small element of black males that commit the majority of violent crime. Like, let's just say, like, these satanic Latin American drug gangs are like they commit the majority of crime in the hemisphere. And then in the blue cities, the majority of crime is committed by black males 14 to 25. That's it. And I'm not even attacking the general groups. I'm saying, well, you hear on the news, white people are murdering everyone. There's an epidemic. It basically doesn't exist. White people are killing their husbands and wives. White people are, you know, doing all sorts of crimes. But, I mean, it ain't this. I got hundreds of videos. Literally, I did binge the last few days. I probably watched 300 videos of black people saying, I'm going to kill white people. We're going to rob everybody and everything when we don't get our EBT and F Trump. Trump is trying to get you your damn EBT. The Democrats did it. And then you got to feel sorry for the black folks that are super hard working out there, that they got to sit here and be represented by this type of insane garbage. And you watch these videos, people think these are fake. No, this is the entitlement, folks. And I got plenty of white people saying the same crazy stuff. I'm not trying to single out black folks, and I mean that. But in these blue cities, 44, 45, 46% of blacks are on EBT. And they got raised in parentless homes in many cases. And they literally believe they're entitled to everything. You better get to work for me, white people. I need my food. Where do you think the food comes from if nobody works? But that's the government. That's the social engineering. So I probably sent 20 clips to crew. I can't even. I had hundreds. I mean, this guy, let's organize for crime. Let's all get together. I went and looked. They've got all these message boards and all over, you know, everywhere, how they're going to, as soon as the check doesn't clear, as soon as the EBT doesn't work in 5 days, they're going to burn the country down. And then Trump's got reaction forces of 100 troops per city. And that's martial law, and it's his fault the Democrats shut the government off, and he wants martial law? No, it's his duty. And I got newsflash. Well, by next April, they'll have a 700 troops and a rapid reaction force ready in Alabama. That's like bringing a Q-tip to a gunfight. That's the opposite of a police state. I'll just say it. Our police and military overall are good and they're tough, but they're way outnumbered. I was anti-police state when they had the military and police trained to take our guns and lock the country down. I knew about it because the military and law enforcement gave it to me. They were giving us the videos, the training, the documents. They knew it was bad. This isn't the military and police trying to take over. We have a communist globalist uprising with the Democrats cutting off the economy and the Podesta plan saying it's the plan and producing movies like Civil War. And they're going to, 200 troops to Memphis. 300 in D.C., 400 in Chicago. 200 in Portland, Oregon. That's, but at least these, the criminals see troops and they're scared of it. So it's like a scarecrow. It works. But like the idea this is some robust, Darth Vader marching in with the stormtroopers is bull. And within a couple days, the EBT not going through, this country, it's going to burn, baby, burn. I predict it's going to be 10 times worse if this all triggers within a week of EBT not working. You'll have immediate riots because everybody's piggybacking. They're all pissed. They're excited about it. They're organizing the gangs to do it. And you see these mothers with their kids teaching them how to do this. You wonder why you have like 5-year-olds coming out and shooting at cops now? I mean, this is crazy. These people need church. Well, they need his parents. But you got all these thugged out people who've had it good so long and nobody ever stood up to them. They actually think that if they loot and burn everything, somehow that's going to get them ahead. No, you just help bring down the country, which is the plan. So here's Trump responding to Chuckie Schumer. And I'll just start picking off the list randomly here because there's too many clips. Let's do the next clip. Man organizing online for mass criminal raids. Black woman says the government is trying to starve off people. She looks like she weighs 500 pounds because they aren't sending out food stamps. And by the way, they haven't even cut the food stamps off, and these people are acting like they're dying. I mean, this is crazy. And the level of entitlement is absolutely horrifically dangerous. So start rolling.
After this trip, do you think you'll sit down with Hakeem Jeffries and...
I would. I'd be willing to. I would have now, too. I left. I said, come on over. Just put the government back. All they have to do is say yes, and it's over. And we start. And then we go into a negotiation. Look, Obamacare has been terrible. We can make it better. I'm all for that. But they're not, and they want to allow many, many illegal people that came into our country illegally from prisons, from mental institutions, from all over the world. They want them to get paid, and that's going to hurt the citizens of our country, and I just can't do it.
People, my people. At the end of the day, they're trying to see if we're going to stick together. And at 6:30, we're going to walk. And at 7:30, we're going to walk out of Walmart with our fucking buggies. Okay. The thing is, they can't catch everybody. You feel me? All you gotta do is run, Forrest, run. Okay? We have to stick to fuck. It don't even matter. As long as we gonna have everything we need for Thanksgiving, that's all that fucking matters, bitch. Run, Forrest, run. Remember, put it in your calendar. November 3rd, 6:30 to 7:30. You better be running off that motherfucking...
They trying to kill us. They trying to starve us to death. I just got some bad news, y'all. The U.S. just voted against food as a human right in 2025. Not 1825, not 1925, in 2025, okay? They out here preaching freedom.
Meanwhile, that's made up. The U.N.'s cutting off the food.
Survival is optional. What the hell? Nah, that's not right. And you can't call yourself the land of the free if you out here denying people food. Where they do that at? Like, y'all have money for bombs and billionaires and fucking bailouts, but not for basic dignity? I'm not understanding. This system is starving people.
Now, slavery and police brutality aside...
By the way, hit pause real quick. Back it up. I'm sorry, there's so much cussing here. I thought these were bleep, but there's just too many of them. The Democrats shut this off. They're trying to crash the stock market. They want a civil war and their own Podesta plan to discredit Trump and kill the economy. And these idiots will really not get food. But you watch the videos and so many of them, they blame Trump. I mean, how do you deal with people that are so stupid? That's a serious question. All right, let's go back to these folks.
Now, slavery and police brutality aside, do you know how incredibly evil you have to be to deny someone food? What deep, dark depths of hell you have to...
Back it up. Imagine if I show up at this dumbass's house. I'm homeless. And I say, I want you to feed me dinner and I want to sleep on your couch. She said, get the hell out of here. I'm going to, she wouldn't even open the door. The left is, and the Antifa is the exact same. It's not just these black and brown people. They literally want everything free and and I got clips of them saying, and they expect us to pay for it. You're lazy. Get in there and get me more money. What do you think happens when you loot Walmart? They just boost the prices, dumbass. Sorry, go back to the clip.
What deep, dark depths of hell do you have to stoop to find it in your heart to not want the next person to have a hot dog? That's a different level of savagery. That's why I say the DNA, the composition of the DNA is not normal. Because we've already established that all lives don't really matter. Even though that's what you all love to say whenever you want to deflect. It's your brains that we need to study. What is it with you all that you are so, like, what is with your brains that you are so committed to people being subservient to you? And be the most mediocre people with the most mediocre history and the most mediocre culture, if you even want to call it that, that I've ever seen or heard of in my life.
Well, let's hit pause here. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of these clips where you white people are stupid and lazy, pay for everything. So you got mediocre history, you suck, you never invented anything, which is ridiculous. The opposite of reality. You need to pay for everything right now. How about your fat ass pays for something for me? I would never walk up this woman and say, I put gas in my tank and go get me a hamburger. Look, we're going to go to break. I got a bunch of clips where people are saying, tell me the date. Let's organize. Let's start the looting, which is what happens. Flash mobs. Oh, I'm telling you right now. The Democrats have admitted it. They want a civil war. They're not going to stop the shutdown. This is their temper tantrum. This is them overturning the chessboard. And what day is the first next week? What day is the first? We'll come back and talk about that date when we come back. And when this country is going to burn. Then when Saturday the 1st.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the Nestle Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, and it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're panning them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. And I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not, like, predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, no, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So it's key to understand that each one of these videos I'm showing you, there are hundreds more on X alone. I did binge yesterday, last night, and today. It was actually horrifying, but I watched hundreds of these. It. And so I've seen dozens of videos saying, hey, let's organize. When do we all flash mob and rob everything? How do we use this, the riots that are coming to do this? You can guarantee, starting not this Saturday, yesterday, but next Saturday, 6 days away, even though the food's not off the shelves yet, even though it's still, you know, in the refrigerator, you're going to see riots start next Saturday if the shutdown hasn't stopped. The Democrats say they're going to keep it going. They're behind it. Their idiot constituents think Trump's behind it. And I would say by the next weekend, every major city has unrest and a bunch are on fire. I think that's a very safe bet on the current track we're on. So here's just a representation of this. This guy's sitting there organizing. Hey, let's organize on how we're going to rob. And you got all the other people threatening, you better stand down, security. You better stand down, we're robbing. And all these white liberals encouraging, yeah, they're just borrowing food. No, they're not borrowing food. They're jacking up the prices for everybody else. That's why all these Walmarts and Targets and CVS and Walgreens and dollar stores have closed. All the blue cities. And you wonder why there's food deserts. Because you can't operate under this. This is how you kill a country. But don't worry, in New York and Chicago, they're going to have government grocery stores now. Literal concentration camps. Here's Eclipse.
Do anybody know the day that we're going to start stealing the groceries and stealing the stuff out the stores? Because I get paid next week, but I can wait until y'all start grabbing stuff and then save the little bit of money that I got. But I need to know the exact day, though, because make sure I ain't got to work and make sure I ain't got nothing going on. Probably need a ride because I don't want to drop my car. But just whatever day that's going to be, just say, just the day we stealing the stuff is this. Just drop it down there low and let me know.
I'm letting y'all know right now, come November 1st, November 2nd, y'all see me and him in the grocery store? Keep it pushing, because he's stealing and I'm stealing, bitch.
Yeah, I told y'all, with or without EBT, me and mine going to eat.
Clock it. Of course we going to eat.
Uh-huh. We going to eat.
As y'all know, they done cut off the food stamps and the EBT. So that's 100% finna affect everybody that's still in the hood, or at least on Section 8. You feel me? We've been on it our whole entire life. You feel what I'm saying? Without it, you feel me? More people definitely would have been getting robbed. I ain't even gonna lie. With that being said, I know that the crime rate about to increase by like 5,000%. Let's not add the fact that they trying to tax 74% on anybody making under 30K. So that's gonna automatically boost the crime rate up like another 10,000%. You feel me? It's about to get bad in America, bro. Real bad. So even for the people that's over that mark, it's going to get bad for them too. You know what I'm saying? But America about to turn into a third world playing around. Like all these people saying they got all this technology, all these millions and billions of dollars, they going to be getting robbed. Like people think they just going to just be comfortable while 70, 80% of America just suffering. And that people that is doing good, starting to do bad, they gonna start picking up these Lambos, and I'm about to lose my house. And we don't got no food, and we don't got no this, and we don't got no that. It's about to be getting bad. Y'all gonna start seeing people run up on people in restaurants, robbing cars. And it's kind of sad, but it's like, you gotta be vigilant too, cause you can't let nobody take nothing from you. All the people that's coming up and trying to get right or that made up. But I understand where people coming from, but you also got to understand you're going to have to protect your life and protect you and your assets as well. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people, especially Republicans, a lot of Republicans, they about to start getting attacked. Especially the people at the office, they not going to stop. It's going to start being a lot of people waiting outside of elections and all type of shit. Are these people that speaking on this stuff and asking for votes? And man, it's about to get bad, man. Y'all don't really understand, bro. I really pray, man. I don't know who I'm praying, even the God, the creator of this earth, but all that other shit I don't believe in, because he ain't give us no map or no manual on how to live his life, and he just let these beings just come take over the world. But really, we the humans with the power, we let the other humans take over the world. Us, our ancestors, because they didn't have to take over the world. We let the motherfuckers take. And the way things going is 100% human fault. God ain't put us down here with none of the human laws that got made. So at the end of the day, I don't really blame the God, the creator. You know what I'm saying? I blame the soft-ass folks that wouldn't come together and unite to prevent all this. But y'all about to see America change over 10, 15 years. I don't even want to talk about no war shit and how fucking China just threatened fucking 60 warhead bombs over this motherfucker. I don't want to talk about that. We're not going to talk about it. We're strictly talking about this. I pray all my brothers and sisters, bro, no matter where you at in life, you feel me?
Y'all hear me? Because of this government shutdown, they telling me I can't use my EBT in November. I got 7 kids with 7 men. 7! And that's the taxpayer's responsibility, okay?
You can't make this up. And I've watched hundreds of videos the last 2 days, and I haven't heard one of these people blame the Democrats. They literally think Trump, Republicans, and white people are cutting off their EBT. It was the Democrats set up the welfare. LBJ on record saying he controlled black people with it. They control a lot of the folks with it now, but blacks were the first targets. And look what they've done. And I'm not defending what these people do. I'm just saying where it came from was the plan. So get ready. get ready, because this is the left's big play. This is their big move. This is their big operation. All right. Historian Victor Hansen Davis, Richard Davis Hansen, has really put out some amazing information. I want to play that coming up. But I want to just briefly remind listeners that the good news is people of every race, color, and creed, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, are waking up. You got triple the blacks vote Republican, triple the Hispanics. Don't blame the average black person or Hispanic that there are some people in their group that are totally brainwashed. We got to defend ourselves. We got to deal with it, but let's not buy into the race war. Let's understand what it is. It's the Democrat Party doing all this. But we got to get the word out now in this next week that it's the Democrats on record, shut it down, and have been bragging they're doing it to create this explosion. Now, I don't think you can talk to these idiot constituents down there, you know, that obviously aren't listening to us or listening to you, but there are a lot of the people that are listening. And we got to get ahead of this, that the Democrats did this to bring the country down. They started all this as part of the Podesta plan, and now we got to get ready. So that's where we are. And remember, I can't operate without your support. So tomorrow at midnight, the sale ends. You get one canister of the very best bovine colostrum that is the ultimate superfood. The first 2 weeks that a mammal puts off in its milk, this is a superfood. Things it does are insane. Already discounted. All other supplements, when you buy one canister of bovine colostrum, is 50% off. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate life force, spike protein, pro cardiovascular system. These are incredible. All of it is 50% off when you get the bovine colostrum. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all of it. That's how you fund this operation. I want to thank those of you that have funded the operation. It's an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt. It's an adventure to wear a Charlie Kirk shirt. It's an adventure to wear a veteran of the InfoWars shirt, Gulf America shirt. It's all there, theyellowstonestore.com. And anybody that's going to buy anything on the site should be a VIP. $30 a month, subscribe, cancel anytime for free, and instantly you get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. And anybody using, now available on Android for free as well, not just where it went to number one in news on Apple app, alexjonesapp.com. alexjonesapp.com leads you there. The Android app launched just a few days ago. If you use the shopping cart on the Android or Apple app of the Alex Jones Show, you get 20% off on top of all the other sales, making a lot of stuff loss leaders. So everybody go to alexjonesapp.com. The Droid app is now available. The Apple app's there. Get it and get 20% off. It's the same shopping cart on top of everything else. Everybody should have the app. AlexJonesApp.com. But the main shopping cart, TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. Here's a professor, Victor Davis Hansen, and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us, my friends. And remember, God's in control. We're going to win in the end. So good luck.
Government shutdowns occur when the out party has lost power in the House and the Senate. The Democratic Party is in a doom loop. All of these main issues, they're on the losing side. But they don't have the leadership and they don't have the votes. Why are they doing this? Why are the Democrats shutting down the government? How's it going to end? What's going to happen? America is going through a higher education transformation where students are realizing that what they want and need is a place that doesn't stifle their intellectual freedom. Standing out among the few graduate programs that value viewpoint diversity is Pepperdine's University School of Public Policy, where I've taught the last 2 years. Their Master's of Public Policy is both applied and practical, preparing the next generation of leaders to participate in government agencies, the business sector, and think tanks. Pursue your MPP at Pepperdine. Daily Signal listeners qualify for an automatic 50-75% tuition scholarship and can learn more at go.pepperdine.edu/dailysignal. It's go.pepperdine.edu/dailysignal. Hello, this is Victor Davis Hansen for the Daily Signal. The government has now been shut down for the longest time in our 249th history of the Republic, except on one earlier occasion. So who's responsible? How's it going to end? What's going to happen? Ostensibly, government shutdowns occur when the out party has lost power in the House and the Senate, or at least they can't push through an agenda. So they feel that the only leverage they have, usually when they've lost the presidency and control of the Congress, is to not approve, and basically by that is not approve of any bills, that is go on a filibuster is what's a word for it. In this case, the Republicans do not have 60 votes in the Senate to override their refusal to vote on the budget, so to speak. Why are they doing this? Why are the Democrats shutting down the government when we have a history of these shutdowns? And if you go back and look at them, usually one thing happens. That is, initially, the party that's in the minority and has shut down the government says, well, they won't speak to us, or they don't want to negotiate, or they're spending too much money and this is the only recourse we have. And that is a believable message, a persuasive message for a few days, but then certain things kick in, such as I didn't get my Social Security check, I didn't get my paycheck, the air traffic control system is slowing my flights down. And the system slowly starts to grind down. And at that magic point, people say, well, wait a minute. We had an election. You guys, whether Republicans or Democrats, lost. And now you're kind of poor losers and you're saying you're losing in chess. So you want to overthrow the board and say, I'm going to shut it all down. And then public opinion starts to go against the people who shut down. I think we're at that point now where the Democrats are seeing a diminishing return on their investment of shutting the government down. Why did they do this? The historian Thucydides said for most disagreements, there is the pretext, the prophasis, and then there's the real cause, the idea. They say that they're shutting the government down because when they passed the Obamacare program, the Affordable Care Act, which remember was supposed to reduce everybody's health care, and you know there's only about 25 million people now who are in need of these subsidies on Obamacare. Most people still get their private insurance, or they're on Medicare, or they're on Medicaid. But when this program did not prove to be affordable, as everybody predicted it wouldn't, when you bring a lot of people into the system that can't pay for it, and you require all of the, put these rules and regulations on the medical profession, something has to give, and that gift was cost. So then the Democrats came back and said, we need subsidies. And the Republicans said, well, you said it was going to be cheaper. Why would you need government multi-billion, hundreds of billion dollar subsidies? And so they said, well, we'll put a time limit on it. Well, that time limit expired, or will expire, and they knew that, and they signed on to get us this far into the year by agreeing not to shut down. So now they say the official reason is the Republicans are not going to extend a subsidy for the affordable health care. The Republicans said it should be called the non-affordable health care. We told you it wouldn't work. Why do this? Let's rewrite the whole thing or get... So that's the pretext, but there's two other reasons. One, in the general chaos of things, they think that it hurts the end party, in particular Donald Trump. In other words, they look at Trump and they say he's reduced crime. There is no such thing as illegal immigration anymore. He's addressing illegal aliens that are criminals, 500,000. He's pursuing them. He's deported many, many thousands of criminals. There's been 7 or 8 ceasefires abroad. He may bring peace to the Middle East. He's restored the military's shortfall in recruitment. There's 50,000. But so we don't really have an answer to him. But if we create chaos, if we fill the streets full of protesters, if we get violent, if we make everybody upset and not calm. And we think we're going to go into the public, the voter will go into a fetal position, say, make it all go away. In other words, shut down the government, cause general turmoil, maybe even lead us to a recession. And they will blame Trump. Trump did it. Trump did it. Trump did it. That's one reason. The other real reason that they're not telling us is that the Democratic Party is in a doom loop. In other words, on all of these main issues, defund the police, open borders, illegal immigration, the trans sports issue, what we saw abroad, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas versus Israel. They're on the losing side. And they do not have a charismatic Bill Clinton or Barack Obama to carry them through in a nationwide referendum on these unpopular votes. So they don't have the leadership and they don't have the votes. And so they're looking for something to do, as I said, to cause chaos. But more importantly, they have a reason why they don't have charismatic leaders, and they have a reason why they're unpopular, and that is the party has passed the establishment by. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of them are ossified, calcified dinosaurs. And a young group of Mondanis are running on issues that, while they may be popular in a particular jurisdiction or an East Coast liberal city, they have no residence nationwide. And they will be running for office in the midterms. They're going to be challenging incumbents like Chuck Schumer. And they can win in this neo-socialist, DEI, far-left, Green New Deal constituency. But the old guard is saying they will lose in a general election, just like McGovern did, and they will take us down for 20 years. So now what we have to do is we have to give in a little bit, because they're saying we're old fuddy-duddies at letting Trump, you know, go to the races. He's successful. Can't they stop him? We'll stop him. So now we're going to shut down the government so they can tell to the base, we're just as radical as you are. And who's the loser in the final analysis? The American people. Because the Democratic Party, who shut the government down, is basically saying, we're Samson and we've got a hand around each pillar and we're going to pull down the whole thing on top of you. This is Victor Davis Hanson for the Daily Signal.
These shows aren't some genre and, ooh, they're entertaining and, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no, and we're valiantly fighting. Because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after him. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but, man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this, and the future is so dark if you don't, but we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And they're little minions. Most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. run up the white flag because you're in a war against us and we're winning and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The American spirit is the fire of freedom, ignited by the Founding Fathers' fearless words on the printing press, carried by Paul Revere's midnight ride to warn of tyranny's approach. It's the courage of the Alamo, where men and women stood against impossible odds for a better tomorrow. It's the resolve of a nation daring to dream beyond the stars. InfoWars is that spirit reborn. We are the lighthouse, shining truth on the hidden rocks of corruption, foreign and domestic. We challenge power, expose lies.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
And arm we the people with knowledge to forge their own path. This is the fight for freedom. InfoWars is you, me, and every patriot who dares to seek the truth. Join us. Stand tall. For when the stakes are this high, truth is our greatest weapon. InfoWars is America.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.